Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Domestic violence call leads to drug child endangerment arrests. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A man and woman were arrested Monday night on multiple felony charges after a domestic violence call on Pioneer Avenue led officers to uncover large amounts of methamphetamine and endangered children. According to Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson, the incident began when officers responded to an anonymous report of a woman screaming for help inside the residence. At the scene, police spoke with 38-year-old Branson Potter, who denied that any physical altercation had taken place. The woman involved, 35-year-old Kathleen Glenn, was not at the home, but was later contacted by phone, telling them there had been no assault and refusing to meet in person. Shortly before 9 p.m., Glay placed a 911 call from the same address. When police returned, Potter again insisted no assault had occurred and claimed Glay had left. Officers conducted a sweep of the residence and found Glay hiding in a bed in one of the rooms. She had substantial injuries to her left eye and told police that Potter had pulled her from the bed before punching and kicking her multiple times. She had also provided video evidence of a prior assault on August 1st. During the investigation, officers learned that both Potter and Glay had smoked meth earlier in the day. A search of the residence uncovered a red bag belonging to Glay containing 21 grams of meth. They also found a felony amount of liquid methamphetamine stored in the garage. Police also discovered three children inside the home. Both suspects were taken into custody. Glay was charged with possession of methamphetamine and three counts of drug endangered child. Potter was charged with felony possession of liquid methamphetamine, three counts of drug endangered child, and two counts of domestic battery. They were transported to the jail without incident. Authorities did not release information about the placement of the children or the relationship between Potter and Glay. Lawmakers seek $5 million boost for state shooting complex near Cody. The State Shooting Complex Development and Oversight Task Force is moving forward with plans to secure an additional $5 million in funding for the shooting complex south of Cody. In an article on the Wyoming News Exchange at last week's SSC board meeting, Wyoming Senator Dan Larson said the task force will propose an amendment to the Joint Appropriations Bill requesting $2.5 million from the State Tourism Fund and another $2.5 million from the Game and Fish Department. That money would be in addition to $10 million approved earlier this spring and separate from $5 million already allocated in a 2023 bill. All funds must be used by June 2026. Board member Brian Mick said the request is more than enough, adding, "We don't need a third bite at the apple." If approved, SSC leaders plan to use part of the new funding to help cover operational costs while construction moves forward. Board Chairman Glenn Ross said the additional support will ensure the project is completed and successful. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.